Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, y'all stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the jakes are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up. They got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got you stuck. No one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card. I seen your stars. They false light. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your races every night. And young boys shot down in the street. In their mama's sight. Your overseers call this the good life. Like the hood's right. Red Zion, that's right. God's way, that's right. Glory of Lebanon will offload the God's plan. That's what we're stepping on the next plane. While Mr. Pentagon, the bees are dying, Florida was trying. Look like death coming to Babylon. The nation about to be born. A pure language giving the call. Law the name of God. All people will serve the sun, the black furnace. No hippie on the stick looking like Dennis. The menace, the demon is finished. When the wicked fall, the meek and creep. Israel is free. Rejoice in the death of the beast. The restoration of God's people. Children will be righteous, walking in God's likeness, mercy and happiness, all glory in the land that God has blessed. See the truth manifest in God's blessed.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. This is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah once again for allowing us to come before you to bring to you his great and holy and exalted words. Over the weekend, we had the beautiful opportunity to bring to you and show you, according to the scriptures, how we prove the 400 year. And we gave you scriptures. And one of the ways we showed you to prove the 400 year is showing you in the scriptures what the 20th represents. Whether it's 2020, whether it's August 20, 1619, when our people came over on these ships, according to history, or whether it's August 20, 2020, at the end of 400 years. We hadn't even gotten into what will happen after August 20, and we'll talk about that too. But nevertheless, we showed you the significance, the importance of 20. If you did not get an opportunity to review that lesson, you can review it from this past Shabbat. On the Sabbath day is when we taught this truth, and you can go to our website and hear that lesson, the importance of 20. We identify the seven most important numbers in the scriptures, and 20 was the fourth number. And I give you the numbers again so you can be brought up to speed with us. And if this is the first time you hear this, there's a lot of things you got to learn. But nevertheless, the number 7, the number 10 is number 2, number 7 is 1, number 10 is 2, 12 is 3, 20 is 4, 40 is 5, 49 is 6, and 50 is 7. Today we're dealing with the second most important number in the scriptures, which is number 10. But I may add and tell you, as we told you on the Sabbath day, that you were taught that these are merely numbers in the scriptures, and they're not. Yahweh don't even write them as numbers. Even the book of numbers that you think is numbers ain't numbers at all. Because numbers don't even mean numbers. Although, when people go to the book of numbers, they think it's all about the numbering of the children of Israel. And they're only mistaken. But if you want to know what numbers mean and the Hebrew word to come from, all you got to do is go back to our lesson on the Sabbath day. We dealt with 20, which is the fourth most important number. And today we will deal with the second most important number in the scriptures, which is 10. The reason we dealt with 20, because it has everything to do with our captivity and everything to do with our 400 years captivity. But likewise, so do 10. Everything to do with our captivity. But a lot of our people are not familiar how Yahweh see a tenth, how Yahweh see 10. And this is what we're going to show you in the scriptures. There's a reason why out of all the commandments Yahweh gave us, he put 10 on two tablets of stone and told us to remember these 10. He not only wrote them on two tablets of stone, he spoke these 10 commandments out of heaven. In other words, why were these 10 so important that Yahweh will extract them from all the commandments that he will give us? Very important. This tenth was so important to Yahweh that on the Day of Atonement, Yahweh said it will be in the seventh month on the tenth day of the seventh month. Now, why on the tenth day of the seventh month that Yahweh will choose this day to blot out all our sins? Why the tenth? Well, it's not hard to understand these things because the tenth belonged to Yahweh. No wonder we had 10 commandments. No wonder the Day of Atonement is on the tenth day of the seventh month. Yahweh not only will do that, Yahweh also, couldn't he have 50 or 20 or 15? No, or 7. But no, it was very necessary and important because Yahweh is trying to let you know something about the 10th that you need to know. And the most important thing you need to know about the 10th, the 10th belongs unto Yahweh. Even though you do everything with the tenth without his permission, it belongs to Yahweh. Even though Yahweh will bless you, and then you will still take his tenth away from him. And not only there was 10 plagues, Yahweh said, we have tempted him these 10 times. In other words, 10 temptations that Yahweh allowed me and bring to you. Most people don't even know what these temptations are and why they so important to know. They read these things, but they obviously don't understand them, because if they understood them, they would teach them and show the people what you're not to do. And what Yahweh, how Yahweh will get fed up, because the tenth belonged unto him. Furthermore, watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 14th chapter. In the book of Genesis 14, and watch what this says, the 18th verse. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High Elohim. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Elohim, possessor of heaven and earth. And he was blessed. Matter of fact, Abram was so blessed, according to the scriptures, that the scripture says, and I'm hold your page right here. Watch this. Let me show you how blessed this man was just by really reading Genesis, the 12th chapter. The first three verses. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now Yahweh had said to Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. He said this man was going to be a blessing. He was going to make a great nation out of him. That second verse, watch what it says. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great. You shall be a blessing. And watch this third verse. And I will bless them that bless you. Curse him that curses you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This man was blessed. So it's no coincidence at all, going back to Genesis 14, that it says this in Genesis 14, once again in the 18th verse. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High Elohim. And he blessed him, talking about the Most High, and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High Elohim, possessor of heaven and earth. And watch what it says, the 20th verse. And blessed be the Most High Elohim, which has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him tithes of all. In other words, according to the scriptures, the first man that's recorded to pay tithes. Now, did they pay tithes before this? Maybe so, sure did. But I'm saying I can't show you that. But the first man recorded to pay tithes in the scriptures is a man named Abram. And why did he pay tithes? Because according to the scriptures, he was blessed. So don't tell me how blessed you are and you don't get nothing. Don't tell me how well off you are and you can't even give a tenth. To show the blessings of Yahweh. Don't tell me how blessed you are and you do nothing for the poor, the widow, and the fatherless. Because he was blessed. He was very blessed. Matter of fact, to show you how blessed Abram was, and not just Abram, in order for you to know and understand how Yahweh see a tenth, then you will see the true blessings of Yahweh and how the tenth belong unto Yahweh and how this have everything to do with our captivity. Here it is when we was dealing with 20. We pointed out that 20 times 20 is 400. But why 20? What's so important about 20 that We emphasize in 20, well, you need to study your scriptures. According to history, we came over here on slave ship August 20. They actually put a date down. August 20, 1619. Now, why August 20th? They even told you how many slaves was on the very first slave ship that came over. And would you know it? It was 20. Go figure. And what else about 20 we pointed out? We showed you that you're not even a man of war until you are 20. And why? Because 20 represents the beginning of your wisdom. How do we know that? Well, the 20th book in the Bible is Proverbs, which is a book of wisdom. Yahweh don't even hold you responsible for your own sins until you 20, a man of war. You can't even bring an offering before Yahweh until you 20. Because that's when he considered you a man. No wonder the first time the scripture even talk about a prophet is in the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. And what is a prophet? A prophet is someone that Yahweh will give vision to, someone that he will see. And who was this man that Yahweh called a prophet? The very first time a man was called a prophet in the scriptures. Yes, it is a man called Abram. And not only Yahweh called him a prophet, but Yahweh also had him to pray for someone. The very first time Yahweh told somebody to pray for anybody. And I was able. That's how important 20 is. Mind you, where do we read the commandments? In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, where Yahweh not only wrote those words on two tablets of stone, but Yahweh spoke the same words out of heaven. But make no mistake about it, the 10th is just as important. We see here that, and we're talking about the 10th generation, but to understand the 10th generation, you got to understand the 10th. That's why we talked about the 10 commandments, the 10 plagues, the 10 temptations. And now we bring unto you the 10th, which is tithing, which nobody want to give up. And the only reason to give Yahweh a 10th is to show forth your blessing, to show forth how blessed you really are. You know, blessing if you're keeping everything yourself, that don't mean you're blessed at all. I don't care what you got. But if you want to show forth how blessed you are, give Yahweh a 10th and see what happens. I know a bunch of people don't believe in it, and they only believe that they're blessed. But they're not following the way of Abram. Abram was blessed according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures, it said, look from whence the rock you were hewn. Look unto Abraham and Sarah. When I look unto Abram, he paid tithes. Do you? Because that's a tenth. And not only he did, also in the book of Genesis. 30, show you another blessed man of Yahweh. And let's see if you do this. And you're going to find this in the book of Genesis. I think it's going to be 30. Either 30 or 32. Let me find it real quick. And it was a vow. That Jacob said. And I think it is 30, but let me find it. Genesis 28. And this is what it says. Genesis 28. The 20th verse. Now, this wasn't a law at their time. But when you blessed, this is what you would do. Genesis 28, the 20th verse. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone which I set for a pillar shall be Elohim's house. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you. And the tenth is a tithe. That's what a tenth is. And Jacob did it because he was blessed. And if he did it, where do you think he got it from? Isaac. Because he was blessed. And where do you think Isaac got it from? Abraham. Because he was blessed. And you come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you mean to tell me you going to call yourself blessed and you won't even do Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has done, did do, to show forth their blessing on the earth and to Yahweh? But I want to show you why else this was a great blessing. See, in the book Exodus, the first chapter, let us turn there. Because as I stated before, we're talking about the 10th generation. But there's no sense to talk about the 10th, and you don't even know what it means. You don't know what it is. You don't even know how important it is. But watch what it says in the book of Exodus, the first chapter. The very first verse. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. There's only left one out. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was already in Egypt. And Joseph died. Now watch what this says. Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. He died, his brothers died, and a whole generation died. So you got to know how long it takes for a whole generation to die out. Most people don't know how long it takes. Or when this whole generation died out. That's very important to know. And not only that is very important to know, we're going to show you how important a generation is, and most important, the 10th generation. And what Yahweh would do with the 10th generation, since the 10th belong unto Yahweh. The 10 plagues did. the Ten Temptations did, the Ten Commandments, the tithe. And I can show you other ten. But right now, we're dealing with the tenth generation. And the first tenth generation that you want to learn about came from Adam. Watch the tenth generation of Adam so you can see what this is all about. And you read the tenth generation of Adam in the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. And you're going to see why this is so important to your captivity, the end of your captivity. Watch what this says in Genesis 5. We dealt with 20. Now we're dealing with 10. And that's not it. We're going to deal with all seven numbers, which is merely just words. The scripture says, every word of Elohim is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. I know people can't show you what I'm about to show you, about the 20, about 10, because they just see these as numbers, where Yahweh see these as words. That's why when you read the scriptures, they're written as words. They're not written 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And no, they wrote out 10, T-E-N-T-H, for a reason. I-V-E, for a reason. In the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. Now watch what this says. The very first verse. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years. And begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And if you understand anything about Seth, Abel was killed. He was murdered. That left Cain. And Yahweh banished Cain. And even though Adam would have other sons and daughters, Yahweh, they are nameless in the scriptures. And even if they're not nameless, and they are, Yahweh will always choose whom he wants his word to go through in the scriptures. Who will represent him in the scriptures among the sons of the earth. That's what Yahweh chooses. Little do people know, when the scriptures say one of a city, two of a family, they don't realize this is talking about the various families, the various generations that he will bring to Zion. Because this is how Yahweh chooses. This is what he would do. Watch what this says. Self is the first generation after Adam. This is what it says continually. Fourth verse. And all the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enoch. So Seth is the first generation after Enos. In the sixth verse, it's the son of Seth, which is the second generation after Adam. This is how you number the generations. At least this is one of the number one ways you number the generations. And then we go down to the ninth verse. Let's go to the eighth. And all the death days itself were 912 years, and he died. And Enos, which is the second generation, lived 90 years and begot Canaan. In other words, Canaan, according to Genesis, the fifth chapter, is the third generation, the third son after Adam. But then Cana, in the 12th verse, lived 70 years and begot Mahalaleel. So Mahalaleel, which literally means praises of Elohim, is the fourth generation after Adam. And we told people, and you will hear this nowhere else, that the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. The fifth generation after Adam, and all you got to do is count them in Genesis, the fifth chapter, is in the 15th verse. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years and begot Jared. Jared is the fifth generation after Adam. Then you go to the 18th verse. And Jared lived 162 years and he begot Enoch. And Enoch is the sixth generation after Adam. If you listen to us and our class, you would know that the sixth represents Yahweh's blessing on man and earth, because that's when he made man and beast on the sixth day. And this is where Yahweh poured his blessing on man and beast. In Enoch, there was no one greater blessed than him. Enoch was so blessed according to the scriptures that Yahweh said he took Enoch with him, and he was not. And we're going to read that and watch what it says about this Enoch in the 21st verse, who is the sixth generation after Adam. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Watch what it says in the 22nd verse, because it will not say this amongst any of Adam's sons. Watch what it says in the 22nd verse. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. It didn't say nothing about who walked with Elohim like it does Enoch, because he was very blessed. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with Elohim, re-mentioned it, and he was not. For Elohim took him. That's how blessed he was. That's how much Yahweh loved to spend time with Enoch, that he would take him with him. And why? Because Enoch walked with Elohim. In other words, one day, there was a day where Enoch walked with Elohim. They was together on earth, walking together. And it says, and he was not. For Elohim took him. In other words, he never returned back to his family. He never returned back to anyone, because Elohim took him. Took him where? With him. You might say, well, what about his family? What about this? What about that? Sure, they had to be, his wife had to be sad. His children had to be sad. Maybe because you didn't know Enoch. That's how it looked. But they knew that he was with Elohim. They knew he was with Yahweh. They knew he was walking with Yahweh. So they knew when he didn't return. They knew that it was not because he got attacked by some lion, tiger, and bear and got torn to pieces. They knew he didn't fall off no cliff, or he somehow hit a brain aneurysm and they couldn't find him, or a heart attack and they didn't know where he was. No, they knew he was with Elohim. And they knew when he did not come back, Yahweh took him. Why would Yahweh do that? Because Yahweh enjoyed his company. Since Yahweh made him and gave him, Yahweh took him. But it didn't say he died. Yahweh took him with him. He is the sixth generation after Adam. But his son, Methuselah, is the seventh generation after Adam. And this is a great blessing also, because Methuselah, according to the scriptures, seven means complete. Seven means rest. Seven means sanctified and set apart. And Methuselah was indeed set apart. He was so set apart that Methuselah was the oldest living man on earth. Nobody lived longer than Methuselah. Methuselah lived longer than his own father Adam. That's how blessed he was. He lived, according to the scriptures, 969 years. Adam only lived to 962. So he lived 7 years longer than the very first man that was created and made. And he's the seventh generation after Adam. 26th verse. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. Who is this Lamech? Well, this Lamech was the eighth generation after Adam, the son of Methuselah. Why is that important? Because watch who Lamech, watch who will be his son. In 28th verse. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This shall comfort us concerning our work, toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yahweh has cursed." So as you can see, Lamech had Noah. Lamech was the eighth generation after Adam. Noah was the ninth generation after Adam. And since we're talking about the tenth generation, well, let me show you who the tenth generation after Adam was. Because you're going to see something about this tenth that you never knew, and how important it is. Because you won't see it doing about paying tithes, because you say, that ain't nothing. We don't pay tithes today. We don't believe in paying tithes today. Not realizing a tenth shows how blessed you are of Yahweh. And it should show you as a blessing. And watch what it says in the 32nd verse. Or 30th verse. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In other words, Noah had three sons. And these three sons are the 10th generation of Adam. They the 10th generation. But little do people know, amongst this 10th generation of Adam, just like Yahweh chose all the sons of Adam, even though Adam had many sons, Seth had many sons, Enos had many sons, Canaan had many sons, Mahalalia had many sons, Jared had many sons. Yahweh will choose from amongst the sons, extract them, and do something great in that family. And he generally takes one son from among all of them. And we read who Yahweh would take. But Noah had these three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, who would Yahweh take from among Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Because they all are the 10th generation. And you should know this, but just in case you don't know this, it is Shem. Now, how do I know that? Go to the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter. Because I want you to see the ways of Yahweh, how Yahweh worked things, and the blessings that Yahweh will bestow upon generations. In the book of Genesis, the 9th chapter, watch what it says. Something you will never read about any of the sons of Noah. He had Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Watch what it says. In Genesis 9, the 26th verse, and he says, blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Shem. Now, who said that? That's what Noah said. That's what the father of Shem here and Japheth said. Noah. But he didn't just say that. And he said, blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And why was Canaan his servant? Watch the 25th verse. And he said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers. And who was Canaan? Canaan was a son of Ham. 27th verse. And Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, who was the oldest of the three. And he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah was 950 years, and he died. So we see the 10th generation is Shem, Ham, and Japheth. But Yahweh will choose Shem. No wonder the scriptures say, and blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Shem. The further proof that it was Shem in Genesis, the 10th chapter. And watch what it says in Genesis 10. And we're talking about the 10th generation. Not only generations are very important in the scriptures, but the 10th is vitally important. In the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter, and watch what it says. And we're going to start reading the 21st verse. Unto Shem also the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. So in other words, it says Shem was the father of all the children of Eber. And a lot of people say, well, where do we get this Hebrew language from? Where do we get this Ivrit from? A lot of people say from Abraham. A lot of people say from Adam. But according to the scripture, the word Eber is the same word. In some places, it'll say Heber, but it's the same word as Ivrit. Even though Abraham was the first man called a Hebrew, but this is a man who came through the line of Abraham, or who was well before Abraham. So he had to come from somewhere. And this is where it comes from, Shem. One of his sons, whose name is Eber, which is the same word for as Hebrew, Ivrit. And to Eber. And then watch the sons of Shem. I want you to see the sons of Shem, because now, since we showed you the 10th generation of Adam, which was Shem, well, who is the 10th generation of Shem? That's really important to know. Why? Because Yahweh would choose out of all the families who would carry on his message, who would carry on his spirit, who would carry on his word. And when we went from Adam, it landed to Shem. And the tenth belonged unto Yahweh. And Shem carried it on. No wonder the scriptures say, blessed be the Elohim of Shem. Because Shem carried on that message. But even Shem had a 10th generation. And let's see who that was carried on through, according to the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 10th verse. Now, there's no sense in me reading Japheth. There's no sense in me reading Ham, because it would never, ever give you the years that these men lived, their sons lived, and how their generations came about. It will only do that with the sons of Elohim, whom Yahweh will choose amongst the sons of each father. So in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, the 10th verse, and watch what it says. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. In other words, the first generation after Shem was Arphaxad. But then Arphaxad will have a son. In the 12th verse, Arphaxad lived 5 and 30 years and begot Salah, which is the second generation after Shem. 14th verse. And Salah lived 30 years and begot Eber. And we just talked about Eber. Why did Yahweh talk about him before he talked about any of these sons? Because it was through Eber where we get our tongue from. Even though people don't know that. Even though people never even consider that. They don't even know why Abram is called a Hebrew. Well, it come from Eber, which is the third generation after Shem. But then Eber will have a son. Now, mind you, all of them had many sons, many daughters. But this is Eber in the 16th verse. And Eber lived 430 years and begot Peleg, which is the fourth generation after Shem. 18th verse. And Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reu, which is the fifth generation after Shem. 20th verse. And Reu lived 230 years and begot Serug, which is the sixth generation after Shem. 22nd verse. And Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And Nahor is the seventh generation after Shem. 24th verse. And Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah, which is the eighth generation after Shem. Now I want you to see this. I want you to see them again. I'm going to count them again. Arphaxad, Salah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, eighth generation. 25th verse. And Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years and begot sons and daughters. And watch what it says. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Abraham, Nahor, Haran. Now, these are the generation of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. So, in other words, it began to stop at Abram and his brothers, which is the ninth generation after Shem. And then Abram had a little special son. And what was his name? No, not Ishmael, because he wasn't the one that Yahweh would choose. It was Isaac. And Isaac, according to the scriptures, was called a covenant child whom Yahweh would send the covenant through. The angel told Abram, not through Ishmael, but through Isaac, whom your wife shall bear unto you. Even though she was an old woman, this who Yahweh would use. And why? Because these generations is important. And was Isaac blessed? Yes. So blessed that Yahweh would say this in Genesis 26. The very first verse. And there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And Yahweh appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land, which I shall tell of you. Dwell in this land. And I will be with you and will bless you. For unto you And unto your seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And why? Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Again, the 10th generation seemed to always be somehow, some way connected to some type of blessing of Yahweh. And you might ask, well, who is the 10th generation of Abraham? We see Abraham was very blessed. His seed was very blessed. And Yahweh will bless the 10th generation. He did it with Shem, all the way up to Abraham. Did it with Isaac. So who's the 10th generation of Abraham? Well, if you want to know who the 10th generation of Abraham, all you got to do is start with the son of Abraham. You had Isaac. You had Jacob. Then you had the 12 tribes of Israel. That's three generations right there. But who will be their sons? And if you want to read about their sons, watch what it says in the book of Genesis 46. In the book of Genesis 46. And what are we talking about? The 10th generation. Because I'll show you exactly what this means. Genesis 46. Watch the in Genesis 46. And right before I show you Genesis 46. Now let me go ahead and show you Genesis 46. Because still we're talking about the 10th generation. Because amongst the 12 tribes of Israel, there's still a generation that we have to see. We have to look at the sons to determine that generation. And watch what it says. Give you some insight on this. In the book of Genesis 46. Because once the children of Israel began to have their sons, this is what it said. We're going to start reading the verse. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. And the sons of Reuben. And it would list that. The sons of Levi. And it would list them. The sons of Yehuda. And watch who the sons of Yehuda is. And you're going to see why this is so vitally important. And who is Yehuda? Yehuda is the fourth born of Jacob. And we told you what the fourth represents. It represents Yahweh praise. Watch what it says. And the sons of Yehuda. Ur, and Onan, Shelah, Phares is number four, and Zerah. But Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And why is that so important? Because when you begin to look at all the various sons, and we're not just going to look at Yehuda, we also going to look at Joseph, And we also going to look at Levi. But all these sons are important, comes to the 10th generation. But one stands above them all, and that's Yehuda. Now, why Yehuda? Because Yehuda is the one that Yahweh said they will represent his praise. And why them? Because they are the kings in Israel. And the king is the fourth son. And the fourth son, the fourth generation, represents the praises of Elohim. Why do you think Yahweh made the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth day? Threw them in heaven. Because they represent his praise. Why do you think you wear four fringes on the corner of your vesture? Because it represents Yahweh's praise. Why do you think he put three stones or 12 stones in a breastplate? Three across and four down. Four rows. Because it represents Yahweh's praise. Why do you think the kingdom or the temple was built in the fourth year? Yeah, you're right again. Because it represents Yahweh's praise. And watch what it says. Since we're dealing with Yahweh's praise, who represents Yahweh's praise more than Ruth, who was called a virtuous woman in the scriptures? In the book of Ruth, the fourth chapter, it will give us the genealogy of these Yehudanites, the sons of Yehuda. In the book of Ruth, the fourth chapter. So you can understand this 10th generation. That's the only reason we're reading this, to show you how blessed this 10th generation is. We started at Adam, that brought us to Shem. We started at Shem, which brought us to Isaac. Now we're starting at Abraham. And where do that bring us? And you're about to see. In the book of Ruth, the fourth chapter, and watch what it says. The 18th verse. Now, these are the generations of Phares. And we just got finished reading, that one of the sons of Yehuda is Phares. And watch what it says. And why Phares? Because that's who Yahweh extracted and took and said, I'm going to go through you. I'm selecting you. I'm choosing you to carry on my spirit as well as my greatness. Watch what it says. Phares begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Hezron is one. The firstborn after Phares. Of course, after Yehuda, Phares is one, Hezron is two, but we're just going to deal with after Phares. You got Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Abinadab. Abinadab begot Nahshon. Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Seven. Obed begot Jesse, 8, and Jesse begot David, 9. Now, if we do it from Yehuda, the 10th generation of Yehuda is David. And we know David is blessed. 10th generation of Phares. is the son of David. So either way, it's blessed. If David, the 10th generation of Yehuda, and he is, his son is the 10th generation of Perez, which is the son of Yehuda. And who did Yahweh would choose after David, which is the 10th generation of Yehuda? Well, if you want to know who that is, then all you got to do is go to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 3rd chapter, and let's see who that is. And then I want you to see who's the 10th generation today. And how do we know the 10th generation today? In the book of 1 Chronicles, the 3rd chapter. Watch what it says. And we're going to read, starting at the very first verse. Now these were the sons of David, which were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, and Ahinadab, of the Jezreelites. The second, Daniel, and Abigail, the Carmelites. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, the daughter of Tami, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adoniah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah of Abital. The sixth, Ithraim by Eglah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron. And there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 30 years. And so it would give his sons of Jerusalem. And we know whom Yahweh would choose. He would choose amongst his son in Jerusalem. This is not even a question who the son was that Yahweh would choose. Now we're talking about the 10th generation of Yehuda, of Phares, the son of David, whom Yahweh would choose. Fifth verse. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and watch the fourth, and Solomon of Bashua, the daughter of Amiel, Ichbar also, and Elishama, and Eliphatet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Yafia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphet, nine. In other words, amongst the nine sons that was born to David in Jerusalem, even amongst the sons born in Hebron, amongst all his sons, Yahweh would choose Solomon, which is the fourth son born to him in Jerusalem, to build temple and to carry on this greatness and this spirit for Yahweh. That's who Yahweh chose. That's who Yahweh selected amongst the kings. As Yahweh would do amongst the sons of Adam, as Yahweh did amongst the sons of Shem, as Yahweh did amongst the sons of Abram, so did Yahweh do amongst the sons of Yehuda, all the way up into David. And David, Yahweh would do amongst the sons of Solomon. Because Solomon is the 10th generation of Phares. Just like David is the 10th generation of Yehuda. And the 10th belong unto Yahweh. Even when Yahweh will bless us to take the holy land, the promised land, the land that floweth with milk and honey. What generation was that? Of course, a lot of people, they go to the book of Genesis where it says, well, in the fourth generation, you shall come here or return here. But they don't even know who the fourth generation of who. And it was the fourth generation of our father, Aaron. And you'll read this in the book of Exodus, the sixth chapter, who that was. And it was the high priest Eleazar. But we find the 10th generation that was so blessed to bring us that land, because the 10th is blessed. Watch who that is in 1 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. 1 Chronicles 7. And I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. And the son of Ephraim. In other words, amongst the 12 tribes of Israel, the 10th generation of Yehuda is David. But who is the 10th generation of Yosef? And why Yosef? Because Yahweh said he will give Yosef a double portion amongst the 12 tribes. There was no one blessed more than yourself. Yahweh will give him a double portion. And what do that mean? That means he gave a portion to Yehuda. He gave a portion to Benjamin. He gave a portion to Reuven. He gave a portion to Levi. He gave a portion to, well, he didn't even give a portion to Levi. He gave a portion to all the sons. But then when you get to yourself, it gave him a double portion. In other words, two of the sons of Yosef both got an inheritance. Both did. With no other sons that happened with the exception of Yosef. And that's what it means, they both got a portion. In the book of 1 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, watch what it says, the 20th verse. And the son of Ephraim, Shethulah, and Beredah's son, and Tahath, Eladah, Tahath's son. So here we see Shethulah, and Beredah's son. So you got Shethulah, you got Bered, Tahath, and Eladah. That's four. 21st verse, Zabad, and Ezer. And so right now we have six sons, and we're going to keep reading. And I'm just getting to the sons for the sake of time. 25th verse. We'll start at the 22nd verse again. We stopped at, let's count them again so you can see. And the son of Ephraim, Shethulah, 1. And Bered, his son. Tahath, his son. So So you got 1, 2, 3. Eladah, his son. And number 4, Tahath, his son. Nabad, his son. 5. And Shuthelah, his son. 6. 22nd verse. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brother came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived, bore a son, and called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, who built Beth Horon, the lower and upper, and Uzi Sherah. And Rahab was his son. 7. Telah, his son. 8. La'adah, his son. Amahu, his son. Elishama, his son. In the 27th verse, this is what it says. Nun, or Nun, his son, and Yehoshua, his son. And so we're going to count them again real quick before we adjourn, because I want to show you this last scripture. The son of Ephraim. And I want to make sure I'm reading it right. All right. Shalat, Bered, Tahath, Eladah, and Tahath. All these were the sons of Ephraim. And Zabad. And it's in Shuthelah, which is one of the sons of Ephraim. Which is one of, that's his firstborn. Ezer, Eliad, whom the men of God were born in that land slew because they came down to take away their cattle. And his wife, she conceived and bore a son, called his name Beriah. And then the 25th verse. Raphah, his son, Reshef, and Telah, his son, and Tanan, his son, La'adah, his son, Amihu, his son, Elishama, his son, and Nun, his son, and Yehoshua, his son. So, and we'll come back to you tomorrow to finish this, but it appears that the 10th generation of the son that came from Ephraim or Yosef through Ephraim, which is very, very important, the 10th generation is Yehoshua. His son, or Nun, his son, which is Yehoshua. And the reason why that is so important, and we're going to come back to you tomorrow just to show you this, because I rushed through that real quick. I want you to show you this scripture in the book of Judges, or Joshua 14. The first verse. Now these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Yehoshua the son of Nun and the heads of their fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. So in other words, the 10th generation of our father Ephraim is Yehoshua. And the 10th generation of our father Levi is Eleazar the priest. Eleazar is the 7th generation after Aaron. And Aaron, Moses, and Miriam is the 3rd generation after Levi. And the 10th belonging to Yahweh. And it was this generation that distributed every man his inheritance. That's how important that is. But we'll go right back over this tomorrow, just so you can see it. But what do that have to do with today? Little do people know that when you're talking about generations, it's from the father to the son to the son to the father and so forth and so on. That's how you count the generations. But what if you don't have that knowledge? You don't have that information. You don't know who your father was, as many of our people don't know. According to the book of Numbers, or get right to it, in the book of Joshua, this is what it says, the 5th chapter. And it came to pass when all the first verse. And it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that Yahweh had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we had passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time Yahweh said to Joshua, make you sharp knives, circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives, circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, which is 20 years and above, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. In other words, all the men of war from 20 years old and above, they all died in the wilderness with an exception. Watch what it says. Then all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh swore that he would not show them the land, which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. So the only two people that was born in that generation that came out and went into the land was Joshua and Caleb. And it took 40 years from those who was 20 years above to die out. That's what Yahweh did to consume them. Now, here we are. Many, many years later, 400 years later, how would Yahweh number our generations? Well, it's only one way to number our generations. Yahweh would do just like he did in the wilderness. He will have these generations die out every 40 years. Now, how do we know that? Because this is exactly what Yahweh did in the wilderness. This is how long it takes for generations to die out. That's why he did it 40 years. And why 40? If you know anything about 40, you would know, and you've been listening to it, 40 represents Yahweh's judgment. So 40 years, Yahweh. And when did our people come into this land? According to history. 1619. So the very first generation that died out, that passed by, was 1659. And then 1659, the second generation will begin. But then they will die out. And after they died out, the next generation will be 1699. But then they will die out. The next generation will be 1739, and they will die out. And I'm going to tell you how long this will continue. And after that, 1779, and they will die out, because every generation that it would take for these people to die out, it's 40 years, because that's exactly what Yahweh did in the wilderness. And then after that generation, and they would die out. And now, we are at the fifth generation. But we're talking about 10 generations. But after that fifth generation, and they will die out. And of course, they will die out 40 years later. 1899. And then they will die out. Now we're in the 1900s. But then they would die out in 1939. But then they would die out. In 40 years after 1939, that will bring us all the way until the 10th generation, the 9th generation, which is 1979. And then 1979. And that generation, many still here. Some still here. Many have died out. But where are we now? The 10th generation, according to how Yahweh we're counting the scriptures, it's 2019. And here we are in 2020. In 2019, this started, this count was in August the 20th. That's where we started at. And it won't end until 2020, August 20th. Which will be the end of that 10th generation. And the 10th belong unto Yahweh. Shem was blessed. Abram was blessed. David was blessed. And then Ephraim. Not Ephraim, but the sons of the 12 tribes. The sons of Yehuda, which went to David. Then the sons who divided the land, Yehoshua and Eleazar, from their fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then in the wilderness, our people will be scrambled up, died out 40 years, and Yahweh will continue through Joseph or yourself and Caleb. They were the only two from the last generations all the way up until this very day. And then it got scrambled again like we were in a wilderness. And all we have is a certain amount of dates in the script, in history. But we got the scriptures to give us the right time. 40 years shall all these generations die. And what's 40 times 10? 400 years. And that brings us right to where we at today. The 10th generation. And the 10 belong unto Yahweh. So what would Yahweh do with this 10th? As he did with the 10th before us. Well, I'll tell you. Yahweh is ready, prepared to bless. That's what Yahweh will do. So until tomorrow, and we went fast at the end, but we're cleared all up. Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise Yah, summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues was called by these heathens. Y'all give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treason. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. the feeling is serene. That Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaches of the stars. Upon the shoulder of promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far? Give him my Yadai, Yasalah to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Singing to Hallelujah, to Maya, to Maya.